The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick is funnier, edgier, and more insightful than wherever you're getting your NBA entertainment from.
And the multiverse of madness. Is there a alternate universe where he plays with Embiid? Is there an alternate universe where he gets skinny? I don't know. Is there an alternate universe where Kyrie Irving gets vaccinated? Multiverse of madness.
Heat Check with Trista Crick can be found on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So, I'll have more thoughts on the Summer League in the coming weeks. We're going to probably talk about rookies. I did a little deep dive into some rookies I thought are going to be really good, ones that you haven't heard of before. I was there the entire time. And let me just say this. I love basketball. I always will. I always have. It was a lot of basketball. It was two gyms. One was tiny. One was big. Literally two full gyms of basketball from noon to like 11 p.m. So you're talking, 20 hours of basketball a day if you see it all, like on TV and in person. I mean, that's just impossible to keep up with. You're trying to strategically choose what games you go to based on what executives are going to be there, what stars are probably going to be there, and of course, what rookies are still playing in it. You're strategically making sure that the first round, early first round picks, you got to watch them early because they're probably not going to play after the second game, which is exactly what happened with Paolo, which is what happened to Chet after the third game, which is what happened to Jaden Ivey after the first game, Shaedon Sharpe after the first game. So you really want to front load the early rookies and watching them wall-to-wall hoops. I heard a lot of NBA TV commentators say that the Summer League was the equivalent of summer vacation for the league. And I think that's sort of true. Everyone who's anyone shows up in the NBA space. Anyone that you would want to see besides Luka, because I don't know what he's doing, he wasn't there. I think he was with Shaq. I saw a video with him. I saw a video with Luka and Shaq at a DJ club. A DJ Shaq. I thought that was in Vegas, but I don't think that it was. It's very informal, but it's changed a lot. All the rookies are on the floor trying to make a name for themselves. Guys are switching teams midway through the Summer League so that they can go from my man Mac McClung, who at one point I thought was Matt McClung. Nope, Mac. Mac Daddy. He switched teams from the Lakers to the Golden State Warriors midway through the Summer League. He was like, you know what? I already know what team I want to align with, and it's not LA. He's going to mess around and probably be a rotation player. He really balled out from Summer League. So you see that a lot. We have plenty of time to break down the rookies and sophomores. But now I just kind of want to like talk a little bit about Summer League and the experience itself if you haven't been there. So it was created in a long ass time ago from a guy named Warren Legarry and his partner Albert Hall. They went to David Stern and asked if they could create essentially a rookie camp for guys to showcase their talents, for guys to get picked up on two-way deals. And after, you know, some conversations, they allowed Warren to do that. It was never televised. It was never something that was a fan spectacular. It was a way, in a sense, to extend the combine atmosphere and get GMs and coaches and players all in a room. The players would come to support their teammates. And it was like a convention. It was like a inside the NBA convention. And it was the second event as media I had ever been to in 2012. Damian Lillard's first year. Damian Lillard won Summer League MVP that year. He was electric. So from then on, it slowly but surely started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I went in 2012, there was almost no fans at all. You could go up to GMs and they were just sitting in the bleachers by themselves. No one anywhere close. You're like, oh yeah, is that Pat Riley? Yeah. No, we just go up, sit next to him, watch some hoops, say hi. No problem. You could see Doc Rivers at the Starbucks. Hey, what's up? Big fan. Blah, 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 blah. Now, it's like kind of a scene. You have to go through the MBA in order to get credentials. It's $60 a day if you're a fan to go, which if you want to go for the whole time, it's like almost $700 to go, which is kind of banana land to me. And also maybe not even expensive enough considering how fucking packed it was. I have all kinds of ideas on how to fix it. I think every one of those ideas people would say is elitist. So I'm not going to say them out loud. But it includes limiting fans, and it includes limiting where they can go and when. Because it's meant for us, right? It's meant for media. I'm very happy that it's televised and that you can see it on TV, but you don't need to be that close to Paolo Banchero. You don't. Like, you just see him in Orlando on a random Tuesday in January. This is like the combine. We're trying to get business done here. Every single game now is televised. Every single one. They have some games on NBA TV and the other half of games on ESPN. I think the games in the big gym are on ESPN and the small games are on NBA TV, or maybe they rotate it in and out. But it is now wild. It's to the point where that you've got security telling you where you can sit and where you can stand. It's just a scene. And something that I feel like is only going to get bigger and bigger. And I think now that it's huge, there needs to be a second event. There's also these little gyms off to the side that nobody even knows about. Secret practices going on. Ja Morant gym. Usher Raymond and his son hooping it up. Carmelo Anthony and his son hooping it up. P. Diddy. Just random celebrities coming through to this gym called Impact, which even I myself cannot get an invite to. So that's the next step, is to get inside Impact, give you guys the full experience there, maybe take some videos, but that's happening every day in addition. Also, on top of Summer League, there's a thing called Sports Business Classroom where young people and old people alike are coming to learn about the business of the NBA. They learn from scouts. They learn from GMs. They learn from other talent evaluators and coaches. Basically, the business of basketball. How do trades get done? What's up with the CBA? How do salary caps work? What are the rules of the NBA? How do you scout players? How do you build a franchise? All for the low, low price of, I think, 10 G's. And you come away with interesting contacts. They give you your meals. They put you up. You know how that whole thing is. That's how I got in the business. I paid to be in the camp for the Adidas Nations. I think I paid like $2,000 for 3 days, which was wild, that I did not have. And I came away with a little mixtape that I could give people to see what I look like sort of on camera. So that's happening. They also have coaches clinics that are going on, almost like Sloan Business, where it's like changing technology in the NBA, almost trying to find ways to extend careers of NBA players. I have a friend who's a sleep doctor who gives talks on his CPAPs and surgeries that athletes have on their body in order to extend their careers, increase their ability to, you know, lift more, all the stamina stuff that goes on inside, you know, games of an 82-game season. So a lot of extracurricular activities that are business, and then obviously there's a lot of extracurricular activities that are going on with playtime as well. A lot of people going out, a lot of people hitting the clubs, a lot of people ending up going to these long, fancy dinners at pretty much every restaurant under the sun in Vegas that you can find. An experience, definitely something that I recommend. But if you're a fan, I would recommend you go for like the first 2-3 days and then leave. Just go. Just don't stay. It's not worth it. There's no one there for you to see. There's no players playing in it that you know, that you've ever heard of. By like day 8, you're talking about guys I need to look up on the internet. Never heard of them. It's like him and Shareef O'Neal and Mac McClung and like Nemias Keita. And Nemias Keita is actually going to be, maybe be a star, but we'll talk about that another time. So that's my advice. Go first 3 days. Go like Wednesday through Saturday and leave. Also, never seen Starbucks prices like that in my life. Iced tea in a kind bar, $16. I said, what? Did you ring me up wrong? I didn't get 10 kind bars. I was like, Jesus Christ. I spent money on things I didn't even know cost that much. It was like 100% increase. And they're like, oh, it's only a 10% increase. I was like, no, I don't think it's $16 for an iced tea in a kind bar at the Starbucks. But you do run into legends there. I ran into Baron Davis at the Starbucks. I ran into Kevin Porter Jr. He's a bucket. Very sweet, soft energy he gives off in real life. Floyd Mayweather, we got to see. Floyd Money Mayweather. So the celebrity sightings, got to meet Wale, my hero, gave me a big hug. So the celebrity sightings are definitely something that happened in the front end. Those are my overall impressions of Summer League in terms of the sights and sounds. Maybe next year I can convince MGM to bring my producer Brock with me and we can get some shit done. That's my next plan, so we can get some video for you. Big interviews coming. Definitely make sure to stick around for those. This is the off season, so the schedule will be more frenetic and erratic. That is all the time that we have for the Heat Check. We will be back Monday, I think, with a new episode to recap what's popping. Follow us, subscribe, download, tell your friends, review on Spotify, review on the podcast of Apple. I've got some haters in my Apple podcast. And if you're from Philly, don't review. And follow us on social at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.